Yes, we are back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Always love hearing from all of our listeners across the country. Remember, join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. You can always go back and listen to our amazing hosts here on the YSR Network at yahoosportsradio.com/podcast and listen to their shows as well. The college football season, it is officially behind us, and it is time now to focus our attention on some college basketball. Conference play, it is underway, and the season is definitely heating up. I think back to last weekend's action, Kentucky being taken to double overtime against Texas A&M, and Mike Krzyzewski, the Blue Devils, that loss at North Carolina State, and Louisville loses at North Carolina. So we want to get some answers to all of this and get a breakdown, and that, of course, is our go-to guy, Ken Davis, college basketball sports writer, and also released a book last year, 100 Things Kansas Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Good evening. It's nice to have you with us, Ken.
Thanks, Alyssa. Thanks for having me back.
Okay, I want to open up with some college basketball here in the top 25. And as I said in the open, last weekend it really was a bit of a nail-biter, especially in that Kentucky game. Should Wildcat fans, should they be concerned? Because they've had a couple of games that have gone down to the wire.
Well, I think what's happening with Kentucky right now is that, you know, they're getting everybody's best shot, especially in the SEC, because once they got through that grueling non-conference schedule with Duke, North Carolina, Kansas, and UCLA, all the big names that they played, and some of them they slapped around pretty bad. You know, that there was a lot of talk about, well, they nobody in the SEC can beat them, and I'm sure every time Kentucky comes into town, or if a team is going to Lexington, the writers, the media from that team, you know, talking about, well, how can you beat this Kentucky team? They've got the two platoon, all these McDonald's All-Americans, all these guys are going to play in the pros eventually. And, you know, it's a slap in the face. I read one of the coaches said, you know, exactly that. It's a slap in the face to them to think that they can't compete. And, you know, the Texas A&M and Ole Miss did it with their top scorers out, basically. And it just shows that, you know, Kentucky is in that position where everyone's going to give them their best shot, you know, and they just came back and beat Missouri easily, but Missouri's in a transition year and not a very good team right now. So you got to kind of write that one off. And it was back in Lexington. I think it's just right now it's a matter of how the Kentucky kids go into each one of these games, where they are mentally, you know, and it's hard. I suppose when you have that much talent, to go into every game thinking, you know, that you're not going to win, and get to find some sort of motivation. And when you're going against teams with not such good records like Ole Miss and Texas A&M, you know, you might not be on top of your game. And I think that's what we saw. And then they went out and annihilated Missouri. And there's just not that many great teams in the SEC. Even Florida's down this year, so there's not that many challenges for them. I think they need to be challenged, but I think John Calipari is telling them, look, we've got to do our best against everybody. Everybody's going to play, you know, and he said that they're going to be playing out of their minds against us, and that's always been the case for Kentucky, but yeah, it's a little bit different now when you could be that team that keeps them going from a perfect season, and you know, right now, I think they're going to slip up once, I think, probably, and I don't think John Calipari would really mind it that much going into the tournament.
Hey, Ken Davis is joining us on a Progressive Celebrity Guest Line tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Progressive, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that is Progressive. Coach Calipari, I was listening to one of his recent interviews, and it seems like in many ways, in many different levels, he's still getting to know his team. I mean, this is a roster that's comprised of primarily freshmen and sophomores.
Oh, sure it is, without a doubt. And you know, they are, like, you know, one of the very youngest teams in the country, and because of all that talent, you know, he's had to try to find a way to manage that the best way possible. And there's been a lot made out of his two platoon system, and of course he's had some injuries, and that doesn't work truly to the way he did it at the beginning. But you know, and some of that I think relates to some of the problems they're having, because that second wave of guys come in and they're all trying to do so much. I mean, just think about it. And if you're on the so-called second team, you want to be on the first team. So you're going to go out there and maybe you're going to make some mental mistakes because you're trying so hard to either score or make a deep three-pointer or do something impressive on defense, and maybe you're trying too hard. So I think sometimes they get into trouble with that second team, and they're very talented people. But like I said, you want to be on that first team. So it's there's a little bit of competition in there. Maybe, it's obviously a good situation for them, but it's also, at times, it can hurt them, I think. So you've got to find a way, and this is what January and February will be all about for them, to get to that point in March where he knows what his rotation is exactly and how he can use people.
Well, some of these close wins against Ole Miss and Texas A&M, I would assume, Ken, that it could be a blessing in disguise, because in the non-conference schedule, the Wildcats really dominated their opponents, and now they're having to come together and to execute in late-game situations.
Well, he said that. He was glad to have the close games, and I'm sure he wouldn't mind a loss. I mean, I'm sure he would like to have a perfect record and all that, but sometimes kids just need to be awakened a little bit, and it's got to be really tough with this much talent. I don't think we've ever seen this many McDonald's All-Americans, although Duke has a lot themselves, and they're going through some struggles right now too. But it's a different kind of season because of that, because the way Kentucky came out and just grabbed control of the college basketball scene while many people were probably still following football, like you said. And they saw the big score against Kansas, and they saw the domination against North Carolina, and some of those early games that you're talking about where they really dominated. And there again, you can see that the kids, they recognized that name across the front, and they were pumped up for those games, and especially I think the very early one with Kansas and beating them by whatever they did, it was 32 or something like that. And it was a big statement, and it kind of just changed. It kind of sucked some wind out of the overall atmosphere, I think, of college basketball, because it looked like, well, we might as well just play the Kentucky-Duke National Championship game right now and forget about the rest of the season. But conference competition changes all that, because coaches know each other so well. The teams know each other so well. They've played AAU games against each other, and they're very familiar with each other, and sometimes they can detect some things in film study that maybe a non-conference team didn't see, or especially early on, didn't know what Kentucky was capable of. So, everything, time kind of catches up, and you got to give some of these other coaches credit for coming up with good game plans.
Hey, college basketball sports writer Ken Davis joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He's joining us on the Progressive Celebrity guest line, and I know you're a proud KU, you're a Jayhawk, a proud alum. Talk to me about where they are at this point in the season. The good news is that Devontae Graham, that he's back.
That is very good news, because he got off to a pretty good start and had a toe injury, and they didn't know exactly how long that would take him to get a bit. It gives him some more depth in the backcourt. But Frank Mason has been the star of the team so far. He's the guy that's really surprised, and they really were really hurting at the point guard position last year. They didn't have that good guidance, and Frank has stepped in and done a really good job scoring wise, defensive wise, and I think that it's a young team, and it kind of these schools will recruit that way, losing a player like Andrew Wiggins and have to regroup every year. Bill Self's been in much the same situation, and it doesn't have nine McDonald's All-Americans out there, but he's got some very good freshmen and some, Cliff Alexander and Kelly Oubre Jr. have really started coming on. In fact, Kelly Oubre wasn't getting any playing time at the beginning, and now he looks like he's settled in really well. Bill has brought Cliff Alexander on kind of slowly, maybe more slowly than a lot of people thought, but you've got to do all the little pieces. Every coach has the things that they stress, and Bill obviously stresses defense, and they weren't a Bill Self defensive team last year, and they started off this year not playing tremendous defense, and that's the whole key to the system, and I think they've slowly come along. They started off 3-0 in the conference season. They've already defeated Baylor on the road, which is always a big test. And the conference, the Big 12 conference is
the deepest in the country.
The Big 12 with 10 teams. It's got the they go the deepest of anybody. There's 6 teams in my ranking, my power rankings I do for FoxSports.com that I put up every Thursday. I have 6. I have Kansas, Iowa State, West Virginia, Oklahoma, Texas, and Baylor. And certainly they're going to be capable of sending 7, maybe even 8, depending on what Kansas State does to the tournament.
Absolutely. Hey, Ken Davis has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We hit on Kentucky. We hit on Kansas. And next time you're on the show, we'll get into the Duke Blue Devils. We've got to find out where they are at this point. And it'll be heating up as it is in college basketball. Thanks so much, Ken.
Always a pleasure.
That, of course, was Ken Davis from FoxSports.com, college basketball sports writer. And right now it is time to thank all of our amazing guests and our lineup. It has been an exceptional show. Legendary NFL coach Dick Vermeil was joining us in studio. Of course, Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. And Lee Klein has been with us. Bob Berry Jr. from News Channel 4 and our very own Andy Pondillo. Remember, don't drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports. And you enjoy the NFL's Final Four this weekend.